Let's go to Claudette Hawiti, who is at in Wellington, and of course our eyes and ears in the Parliamentary Press Gallery. Tuahine, te la koe.
Tēnā koe, atamari and morena koutou. Well, job cuts, they are still in the job cuts in the public service. They're still in a priority talking point for the government. Now, the finance minister, Nicola Willis, she's directed ministers and agencies to slash expenditure by, you know, 6.5%, 7.5% to help reduce annual public service spending by $1.5 billion. So it's just a reminder of why they're doing this. So for so far, there's an estimated 1,025 jobs being lost, and some of these are vacant positions. However, public servants whose jobs are on the line have expressed anger because there's seemingly disparity between those in the lower tier jobs most at risk opposed to those in managerial positions. So Finance Minister Nicola Willis, she hears this and has taken advice on where the job cuts are coming from. She reckons that it's not about a headcount per se, but it's more about the cost, which means she says it's better to look at tier two and three managerial positions rather than lower staff, those staff at the lower levels. So here's Nicola Willis.
Our targets have been about reducing costs, and what I have continued to be focused on is getting dollars out that are in the wrong places so dollars can go in the right places. Because if I'd just focused on headcount, what I worried about was that agencies would just cull a lot of lowly paid staff, when actually sometimes it's more effective to get rid of a highly paid staff. So it's not just about headcount, it's about cost.
You know, that makes sense. So in some cases, removing one manager, one tier two manager, means that three at the lower end will keep their job. So that makes sense. I agree with her there. The Prime Minister, Christopher Luxon, and he announced the nine targets for the government. Now, we've been talking about that, and those targets will be delivered over the next 6 years. Those targets are reducing emergency departments, weight, reducing elective treatment, weight, child and youth offending, 15% reduction in there, violent crime, 20,000 fewer victims of assault, job seeker benefits, 50,000 fewer people on job seeker benefits, student allowance, attendance. They announced an 80% student attendance register. Schools will have to take a daily register and send it off into a central database. Lifting student achievement, emergency housing. You spoke to Tama Pōtaka about this. 75% reduction in households in emergency housing. And the Prime Minister, though, he says that the length of time people are on benefits has increased, so which I thought was quite interesting. Here's his calculations on the job seeker numbers and his response to me when I asked about accountability if targets aren't reached. Here's the Prime Minister.
If you're on job seekers, we've discussed before, you could be ready to work between now or within a two-year period. There are even those that are on health that are still on the job seeker benefit that want to get into work. It might be part-time work, as we've discussed before. But for us, you know, what has been unacceptable is 70,000 more people on a job seeker benefit, 130,000 people in net migration coming into New Zealand. And actually, we're not doing a good service by those people by sending them out into welfare for so long. You know, the average adult now, you know, once on benefit, is actually there now for 13 years on average. The under 25 is there for 24 years. Well, we're not going to just consign them to a life on welfare. We really have to do everything we care about those young people. We want them in work.
Sorry, Prime Minister, will you resign if you don't reach those targets?
I don't think that's necessary, because I think the New Zealand people are going to be able to judge us on our performance and progress against those targets with elections. And part of it is...
take responsibility, though, if you don't reach those
targets? Well, I'll take ultimate responsibility, but the New Zealand public will have their say every 3 years in an election.
And finally, congratulations to Ngā Iwi o Taranaki Maunga. The first reading passed unanimously by all parties, including the ACT Party that was last night in the House. And this is Laura Trask, and she's from the ACT Party. Now, she gave the reading on behalf of ACT. She says that ACT supports the bestowing of personage to the Maunga Taonga Tupua and the single Māori name for the Maunga. Here's Laura Trask from the ACT Party.
I stand in support of this bill. ACT support historical treaty settlements and have traditionally supported the personhood of historic and culturally significant bodies such as Te Awa, Te Pua, the Whanganui River. I want to acknowledge the spiritual, cultural and historical significance of Te Kahui, Te Pua, Taranaki Maunga, Te Ngā Iwi o Taranaki. I acknowledge the horrendous injustices when in 1965 the Crown unfairly punished Māori by confiscating 1.2 million acres of Taranaki land, including Taranaki Maunga. The Crown further acknowledges the challenges that Taranaki Māori Trust Board faced in the 1970s when it attempted to negotiate the return of Taranaki Maunga and the restoration of the name Taranaki to the Maunga. The Crown acknowledges a breach in Te Tiriti o Waitangi.
So that's I think that's really interesting, because on the one hand we've seen all these cuts being made to Māori in terms of Te Reo and even some of the treaty settlement claims, and yet we can hear that kind of corridor in the House on other treaty settlements. So I'm a little bit confused about where the ACT Party is standing on this, but congratulations to Taranaki Maunga. It's off to the Māori Affairs Select Committee for public submissions, and it'll come back into the House where everyone is hoping that it will pass its second and third reading before Christmas. I'm not 100% sure though. It's May soon, so we're running out of time for that one.
Hey, Claudette, thanks very much. Like you, I'm a little bit confused too about ACT stance there. I mean, while I'm pleasantly surprised that they supported the bill and it was unanimous across the House, it does make you think, doesn't it? Because at times they're saying, hey, we're all one New Zealand, and all these lines that they're tracking down, and then with that one, saying congrats, a little bit weird. I haven't been speaking with the parliamentarians, but I'm happy to speak with you about polls. And things not looking so sharp for the coalition have slipped in support, albeit only fractionally. But even so, they would have, be hoping that their approval ratings would be going north rather than south. Your thoughts, please, Claudette.
Now, that was done by the Taxpayers Union Courier poll. So that is a centre-right poll that they are the pollsters for the National Party. So the Prime Minister was asked what he thought of those polls. He says, oh, it's just a moment in time. And we do know that Winston Peters, he never takes stock of those polls. But yes, the right have tracked down slightly, just a 0.3 for the National Party. But it's New Zealand First or ACT, Aroha Mai. It's the ACT Party that needs to watch their polling. Now, this is the first one. It is just one poll. You've got to take a few polls in a row to see whether or not that is just a glitch in a moment in time, or whether it is setting the agenda, a trend going forward. So we have to have a range of polls that track similar numbers over a period of time from the right and from the left to see whether or not that actually takes effect. So just one, nobody is taking notice of it yet, but we'll have to wait and see what the other polls will come out in the next few weeks as well too, and then we'll see whether or not there is a trend. But right now, ACT are down, the Green Party are up, so is the Te Pāti Māori. Now, what I think is interesting, though, is on the left, the Labour Party sort of steady, but the Green Party is up. Now, Where are they getting those numbers from? I suggest that they're getting them from Labor, the far left voters for Labor that moved over from the Green Party to Labor during Jacinda Ardern's time, and now they're going back to the Green Party. And Green Party voters are looking at Te Pāti Māori and seeing them as a rather attractive option as well too, because they're so staunch on their environmental issues, as an example. So I think that's really interesting on where those numbers are coming from.
And thank you for your excellent analysis. It's very intriguing. Joining us Monday, Wednesday, Friday at around about this time, Claudette Hoaty from the Parliamentary Press Gallery. You hear her work filtering through all of our news items at waitenews.com as well. Thanks again, Claudette. Thanks for all the mahi you're doing in Wellington on our behalf. Ngā mihi.
Ngā mihi.
Tēnā koe. You're 603 Urban Māori Radio.